had a stressful day. You don't need Calgon to take you away. Let the babes in Voiceland take you away. Get ready for a great show.
Hey, everybody. Guess what I did this week?
What?
I started cleaning.
Oh.
I started projects.
Oh, hippie do.
My house is a
well,
mess.
You know what? Sometimes if you shop at your own house when you're going through your stuff,
right,
you find
right.
interesting things.
I've done that. Haven't you guys?
We know you do all the time.
So I found something and I brought it and I thought you might be interested in this. It's called a Grow a Bachelorette Party.
What? Now, why would we be interested?
Well, you know, it's the month of June and a lot of people are going to have weddings and bachelorette parties, and you might want to suggest this to a friend,
mm-hmm.
or you may just want to grow your own because maybe your husband's boring or something. I don't know. But it says it grows to 600% its size.
What? Wait, I see a little guy that.
Okay, for a visual, it's a little guy. A little man, he's got a bow tie, no shirt on. He's ripped. Look, he's got like an 8-pack or something. It's amazing.
I mean,
he's an inch tall.
He's little tiny.
Okay,
he's
so
not
he's
even
about an inch and a half, maybe, tall. And what you do is you put him in water,
600%.
And then in 72 hours, he grows to 600%.
Get out
so six
of here.
Times the size he is now, he becomes. So if he's an inch and a half tall now,
well,
then he's going to be...
600%.
600%.
Yeah.
100%.
So six
That's
times.
600
yeah, six
inches.
You're good at math.
Of course
yeah.
I am.
So, and a half.
900 inches. How many
so
feet is 900 inches?
You know, size doesn't always matter.
I thought this was cute because this is the way they promo this. No one gets arrested for indecent exposure.
Okay.
Right? He's safe and effective. He's a safe and effective alternative to the real thing.
Uh-huh.
So if you okay. want like a 6-inch man, I guess this is going to be the answer for you.
Oh my God.
He's clean, disease-free, and hypoallergenic.
Oh my God.
That's always handy.
Plastic.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Stash this growing party animal away for use when your husband gets boring. Okay. Here's one. He can be grown and used again and again and again.
What? Used for what?
I don't know.
He's a plastic guy, and he's wearing pants.
Okay. Now, you found this in your closet, right?
Right.
Can you still get those kinds of things?
Well, I was looking on the internet.
Oh, figures.
Okay. And I was looking to see if it was still available, and unfortunately, I don't think so.
Erica has the only one left, so if you want to bid on this...
Okay, but they do have Grow a Boyfriend. Oh, yeah, we could bid it out. I was thinking we should grow it.
I was thinking we could bid it, and then that'll pay for our new business cards.
Oh, okay, we could do that.
Okay.
But you can get a Grow a Boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and that's handy. But the one that they're really advertising is Grow a Pecker.
What? No. La, 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 la.
Well, 6 inches would be better.
Or, we don't.
Okay.
We don't
this
need to
says,
go there on the show.
Or grow your own willy.
We don't need to
it's
go there.
It's a welly willy.
Do they have a grow a set for all the
there.
People that are whining these days? I'd be interested in being able to point them in that direction. Grow
no,
a set.
They have grow you? A set of boobies.
Oh, I could use those.
I don't know how big those would be, but they also have grow a lover. So, I mean, how big could this guy be?
I don't
Oh. Anyway, it's always a party with the babes.
Okay, so with that, I'm feeling a little, you know, overheated right now. Beth, can we maybe take a break and go hop in your pool?
I can do that.
Oh, God.
Okay, kids, this is what I want to talk about now. Animal stories in the news.
What? Wait, what? Did you say animal stories in the nude?
Well, all animals are nude. They don't wear clothes. But no, in the news. Nude animals in the news.
I'm sorry. My mind was still stuck on the Grow a Bachelor thing. I don't know. News.
Okay, so, you know, sometimes they have these stories about animals in the news. Like this week, they had this one, which I thought was really cool. Rocky Raccoon climbed a 25-story building in Minnesota.
Rocky Raccoon checked into his room only to find Gideon's Bible.
And he got to the top, but on his way, he would stop at different ledges and you know, window ledges so people could see him and take his picture and stuff.
No! He stopped at the ledges like, holy shit, I got up here and I can't get down. Open the window! And then when they were ignoring him, he's like, shit! And then he goes and climbs up the next story. That's what was really going through his little raccoon head.
It's true, because I saw the video also. So if anybody out there wants to see the video, let us know and we'll...
We'll link it for them. We'll,
yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, we can do that.
Or just Google, you know,
crazy
raccoon climbs 25-story building in Minnesota.
That's
and I'm sure they'll find it.
Well, do they decide why did he do it? What, I mean,
well,
I
love to get to the other side.
No one asked
what?
Him. That's like, why did the chicken cross the road?
That's what I said.
Nobody asked him.
To get to the other side.
Well, no, to get to the top, because actually went to the roof.
Okay.
And then they rescued him from there.
It took a couple of days, but they rescued him and they were going to take him into a more suburban area where they didn't have really tall buildings release
Thank
him.
Thank God he didn't fall off that building. Seriously.
You should
it would have been
him.
Horrible.
They had pictures on the news. He was scaling that building. I mean, he looked like Spider-Man.
Because he couldn't go down, so he had no other choice. He had to go up. Thank God they have claws.
Yeah. I know.
Well,
yeah.
It was pretty amazing. Speaking of going up, Beth, you sent out to all of us that clip of that tortoise.
Yes, Beezy sent it to me. Could you believe it?
Oh my gosh, this tortoise is climbing a chain link fence.
Yes.
Up to the top. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
It was like a prison escape film. Listen.
It really was.
In slow motion.
I did not know they could climb a chain link fence.
Keep that in mind for Rainbow and Sprinkles, you know, because we might have some problems
but
with that.
But they are climbers. You know, when I have the tortoise, you know, I have them on the side of the house here, but when I put them in the backyard, I sit with them. Because you know how I have the waterfall? By the they'll just climb right over the rocks, over the waterfall. They're really climbers. And they can dig so much. You can't believe how much they can dig in a day. Erica was reading. Tell them how much they can dig.
I'm reading about something that I want to do for a Rainbow and Sprinkles script. Uh-huh. So I was reading about, you know, desert tortoises.
And what
they can dig and dig and dig burrows like 6 feet deep during the summer.
Yeah. And this is why, because I'm afraid if my guys out there dig too much, I am afraid, what if they dig under the house or under the wall, how am I going to get them out? Mm-hmm. So I developed...
Dandelion.
She had to hire a tortoise wrangler.
Dandelion wine.
So,
yee-haw!
If anybody out there has...
Why am I...
Sorry, if anybody out there has desert tortoises and you don't want them to dig, here's what I have come up with. You make big blocks of ice, you know, like in a Tupperware or something. And when it's like 100 degrees or more, you put a block of ice by each one of them and they don't dig. They like the cool from the big block
of ice.
Well,
that's why they dig, to go down where it's cool.
They're just trying to get cooler.
And our genius...
Figured it out.
Beth figured it out. I'm
She's
very
so
proud of
innovative.
You.
Thank you, because I really was worried about the little guys, you know?
Aww. Yeah, see? And the,
Desert Tortoise Tips from Beth Toy. Toys Tips.
Toys Tips.
Toys Tortoise Tips.
Woohoo! Okay, well, there's one for you. What about Penny Lane, who's just like 20 pounds? Mm-hmm. She can scale, or she could when she was a little younger, our block wall.
Really?
Sometimes we would find her on top of the block wall.
Get out of
here. She couldn't get down, but she could get up.
Uh-huh. So like the raccoon, they can't get down, they can only go up.
A poodle can scale a block wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she would just like jump and like literally climb it up, put her front paws on because she was nosy and wanted to see what was happening on the other side.
Yeah.
And then sometimes she would pull herself all the way up and then all of a sudden she'd be like shocked. She'd find herself on top of the wall and then she didn't know what to do. So sometimes sometimes we would say, where's Penny? And we'd look outside, and there she is, right on top of the wall.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, I know. So that's my little little trapeze dog. Anybody else have a dog or a cat that did strange things or unusual things?
Well, I don't think it's unusual. My dog doesn't know she's a dog. She thinks she's a person. Oh. So she sits in lawn chairs. She sits on the furniture, and she'll sit up with a coffee cup next to her, and she'll just watch the other dogs run around, and she just sits there in her chair.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I had a Vishla that was like that. His name was Desland. He was kind of possessed. But when I was living with my sister at the time, and when we would all be gone from the house, we'd always leave the television set on in the living room because, you know, that's going to trick a burglar into not coming in. Yeah, that works. But we would leave the TV on, and we would come home, and the dog would be sitting on the sofa. Now, they're the size of a... They're a big dog, okay? They're the
like
size...
60 pounds, maybe.
They're bigger than that.
Oh, okay.
But they're big. So he's up on the couch and he's leaned into the corner with his four paws in front of him, leaned on it, and you'd walk in and he'd be staring at the TV. And then he'd look over at you and then he'd look back at the TV and it'd be like, he'd be like, shh. Shh, I don't want to miss this part. Shh. I was like,
that's hysterical.
Well, you know, dogs do watch TV.
Yes,
so I believe
they
do.
They do now.
Okay, well,
so I got one funny story. I'll make it quick, but back when I had Daisy, when I lived in California, God bless little Daisy, we went to visit my mom and dad one time. Mm-hmm. And we were all in the living room and, you know, just playing with her. And she was running around and she started really panting. And I said, Daisy, don't be stupid. If you're panting, go in the kitchen, get a drink of water. And she starts walking out of the room. And all of a sudden, I did not know her water bowl was empty. She brings back the empty bowl and throws it in front of my feet. Like, you dumbass, I don't have any water.
Oh, wait. I got one more story.
And that's why she's such a good mommy to the tortoises.
I have one more story. We had this wonderful yellow lab. Mm-hmm. And we used to take him for a walk every night, kind of like I take my dog for a walk every morning. And this, in the wintertime, we'd go about 7 o'clock at night. And this one particular evening, my husband was like, you know what? I've had a long day. I'm tired. I don't want to do this.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. I'm skipping the walk tonight.
Oh.
Now, I got laundry sorted out on the floor as I'm doing laundry because, you know, my work day ended at work, but it didn't end when I got home. And we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, here comes my dog trotting in with an article of my husband's clothes. It was his pullover, turtleneck, long sleeve shirt. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. And he comes walking in, and he walks up to my husband, drops it in his lap, backs up, and starts wagging his tail.
Smart puppy.
I'm like, okay. So he takes it, and he's like, you know what? Go lay down. Go lay down. Minute later, the dog comes in. He's got one of Harvey's socks in his mouth.
Oh, my.
And he walks up to him, and he drops it in his lap, and he backs up, and he's wagging his tail. He takes a sock, and he's like, go lay down. A minute later, the dog goes and gets the walking shoes that my husband wore.
Oh, that's hysterical.
And he comes in with the shoe, and he walks up to my husband, and he drops it in his lap, and he backs up, and he's wagging his tail. I looked at my husband, and I said, the dog just dressed you. I think it's time that we take him for a walk.
That is funny.
Yay.
Well, let's go have a glass of wine and then come back and talk about something else.
Yeah. Or let's go for a walk.
Okay, gals, it's been one of those kind of days, and we've been noshing, and we've been drinking, and we've been having a lot of fun. So my question is, what is your kryptonite?
My kryptonite?
Your kryptonite. You know, the one thing you just can't...
Food-wise.
Food-wise.
Well, that's a horse
well,
of a
thank
different
you for clarifying that.
Try that if you please.
Phew! I had my answer already, but now I have to change it.
Yes, keep in mind this is a family show. Right. I have to keep reminding everybody that this is a family show.
What would happen if you ate that?
Oh, we
don't know what it was. You all have dirty minds.
I didn't even say anything.
Not me.
Clean as a whistle.
Okay, back to the kryptonite. That
what
one
is yours?
Thing you just can't stop, that it just kind of brings you to your knees, you keep going. Me? Oh, now see? There we go again.
It's food.
It's
your clean mind is at it again.
Oh, it's food, goodness. People. Food.
Well, food to some and
manna from heaven for others, you know.
Yeah. I mean,
back to Terry.
Yeah. Potato chips are a really big one. I love potato chips.
We happen to have a bowl right here on the table.
Yes, we do.
And unfortunately, I was really good for a long time. And once you have that first one, though, wasn't that the Lay's commercial?
Lay's. Nobody can eat just one.
But you can't eat just one.
And I can't.
Hey, Lay, what have you done? There's hardly enough to eat just one. Hey.
No. I absolutely cannot.
No. Really?
I mean, I'll open a bag and I'll put a couple in a bowl and go into it, put them away and go into another room, because that forces me to get up again and go back in to get more. Otherwise, I could just sit and eat the whole bag if I don't have to.
Kind of like what I've been doing with these luscious, crunchy sour cream and onion potato chips that are sitting in front of us right now.
There you go.
Calling my name.
I have one.
Like a lover.
Terry, is that it? Potato chips?
Diana. Well, you must have more than one.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay, well, share another one or two.
Well, I think I shared with you guys and I brought it over and I got you hooked on them, didn't I, Diana?
Yes, you did.
I did.
Oh. Aussie Bites.
They're so yummy.
They are unbelievable. They're whole grain, really good for you. They're vegan. They're organic. They're dense and sweet and yummy. And I only eat one. I am really good about limiting myself to one.
Okay. One at a time.
You're really, really good about that stuff. I'm an all or nothing kind of girl with a lot of stuff. So
we kind of figured that,
you know, so I don't do that.
You don't do what? One at a time or what?
I never do just one, baby.
You guys.
And there we go again. I like variety.
Uh-huh.
You know what gets me, though? Did you ever get those frozen cream puffs and then they're really small ones and then you thaw them out? You have them like around the holidays?
No. Yeah. We had them at the party for the station.
No.
You don't care for cream
actually
puffs?
I don't, unless I'm getting a little more particular about things that are prepared. Mm-hmm. So I don't really like to buy too many things that are prepared that have preservatives or that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm a little more, they sound delicious, but you know what? My mother-in-law actually makes the most incredible cream puffs you've ever had in your life.
So can you eat just one of hers?
Homemade.
No. I usually, when she comes with a platter of those babies, I usually have at least two. But that's not my kryptonite.
Okay, but profiteroles now from the French bakery is a stack of homemade cream puffs with chocolate dripped all over them.
Oh, dear God.
And that is my true kryptonite at this point.
Okay, well, if we're going to be mentioning chocolate, then I have to tell you that, A, I'm with Terry on the chips, okay? Her and I both have... us have been gnashing the crap out of this bowl of chips. And so somebody get them out of here. But anyway, dark chocolate covered anything.
Yes.
Okay. Ooh. And I mean anything. Oh, there we go again. Okay. But
I prefer nuts to fruit.
I was just going
to
say that. She stole my line.
What can I say?
I am the only one at the table that does not like dark chocolate.
Oh, my God. Oh, but I got to tell you, I go and I get the organic dark chocolate covered walnuts, almonds, cashews.
Well, now we know what to buy you for Christmas.
And then I'm going to be living at the gym. But that's okay.
That's okay.
I'll sacrifice for that.
Now, we haven't heard yours. Yeah, Beth.
What is your food kryptonite?
I've been trying to think. What is my food kryptonite?
It can be a beverage. It doesn't have to be a food.
Well, actually, it would probably be like steak or ribs or something, probably.
That's your kryptonite?
It would be a meat thing. Yeah, probably.
It's a meat thing.
A meat thing. It would probably be, you know, steak, duck, chicken wings. It would. I can't help it. I'm telling you.
Better than fish.
Meat, nuts, whatever. Chocolate.
Lobster. I don't know.
Lobster is good.
You know what? I like so many foods. I really do. I love a lot of foods. So,
wow. Okay. Well, now that we've all determined how much we love a lot of foods, can we maybe go have a nosh?
I'd love a nosh. Let's go.
Thanks for joining us. You can hear more of us on Apple Podcasts or leave us a message at our website, babesinvoiceland.com.